You're locked into Leveling the Field, a women's sports podcast run by women for women. I'm your host, Ania Kay, and the starting lineup is in the building. Talk to them, ladies.
What's up, y'all? It's Raina Simone.
Y'all, I'm back. It's just autumn.
Now, today's episode is a little different, and as you can tell, we have a hooper in the building with us. We're joined by FAMU forward, Maya Giles-Jones, fresh off of her season and stepping into a new lane in journalism this semester. Let's show her some love, ladies. So Maya, first off, I got to give you your flowers real quick. You had a huge impact on this team, and in that final game against Alabama A&M, you had 17-9. And all season, you have stayed consistent, finishing as FAMU's fourth leading scorer and leading the team in rebounds. So tell us, what did this season mean to you?
Well, thank you for the introduction. And this season meant a lot. Transferring in from a program where I seen limited minutes, it was important that, like, I came to FAMU and, like, really could show what I could do. So it was really important for me just to, like, perform well and just to be on the floor in general. So I was really happy and grateful for the opportunity. And I feel like I had a great season, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Well, to shift topics, you just made a change into J school. What made you switch to journalism? Like, was it a moment where you thought that you could be building something over time, or?
So I was kind of already in this field a little bit, like, at my previous school, but it was under, like, communications. And when I transferred here, they told me they didn't have, like, communications, but they told me, like, journalism, the J school, was kind of the same thing. So it just kind of was, like, an academic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when did media start to feel real to you? Like, was it something that you truly really cared about, or is it something that you thought, like, you could bridge sports into?
No, I would say playing basketball and, like, having, like, different interviews and seeing, like, well, different people talking to you, it kind of, like, I feel like I fell in love with it, like, seeing somebody else interviewing me. I felt like that was something I wanted to do, not just in basketball, but in different sports. And then being in New York, my previous school, it was a lot of opportunities that I had to go, like, watch different people. And I actually did an internship with the Liberty, and it was pretty fun. So it helped me a little bit, like, want to, like, do this more, that really, the internship with Liberty.
Okay, so as we can see, basketball did play into that. So what's your biggest growth this season, and what are you still working on?
My biggest growth, many people don't know, but I have a short temper. Like, not like I'm, like, a fighter or anything, but, like, a lot of things, like, I don't know, I'm real competitive. So my coach had to really, like, calm me down a little bit just so I can, you know, start taking breathers and stuff. So I feel like I was very calm this year, like, compared to my freshman year.
Okay, and what's something people think that they understand about being a college athlete, but they really don't?
How it's basically a full-time job. Like, we don't have any time to ourselves, to be honest. And it's controlled. The whole season is controlled by, like, your coach, like, by basketball. And basketball is year-round. Like, even the off-season, you're still working. Like, it really never stops. So I feel like people don't understand how much time basketball takes up.
And even bringing that into this season, and what has this year been like for you? Like, what is the moment this season really that really struck out to you?
I would say definitely the tournament. Like, we didn't get the outcome we wanted, but I feel like I seen myself do stuff that I know I can do, and I feel like that I had a lot of breakout games. So the tournament really was, like, great for me. Obviously, during the season, like, I was the leading rebounder. I didn't feel like I scored well as I should have, but I feel like I definitely showed that in the tournament, so I would say the last few games.
Maya, you've been keeping up with us since the beginning, and you understand exactly what we're building. You were in the group me when we started this, and I think that you really are buying into what we are trying to do. So I feel like it's only right that Maya is now joining Leveling the Field.
Period.
Thank you.
So now that you're stepping into this space for real, tell us, what do athletes see differently that we may not capture?
I definitely think athletes look at the game in a different perspective than people in this field do. I feel like people on this side kind of only see, like, how athletes perform and how well they do or how bad they play, but they don't really see the stuff that goes into it, how coaches can affect, like, athletes' confidence, how fatigue from traveling a lot, like, that could play a part in how we play. So I feel like athletes look more into, like, that side of things, and, you know, people in this side don't really see that, so they only see how we play. But so now that I'm here, y'all want to talk about the March Madness games?
Definitely.
Yes. Let's get into it.
Y'all. For sure. My teams are gone.
Y'all. Oh, that's no, good. Literally. Because what teams are actually looking complete right now? Also, who looks good but not championship good? Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? Like, what team actually, like, these two questions, I was literally going to say LSU and Vanderbilt, and they both lost. So, like, I mean, not too much, because you've been on thin ice with these upsets.
You know who's still in, though?
I don't, bro, they haven't played.
TCU.
Okay. Who they play again?
I know you ain't throwing shade at Olivia Miles.
I am.
Who just dropped a triple-double.
Okay, who are they playing? They're playing against
you mean Hidalgo, whatever her name. You said Olivia Miles.
Yeah, oh, we talking about TCU, though. We're going to get into Notre Dame in a minute.
Bro.
Yeah,
but you can't compare the games, though. Like,
you can't, though.
Like, Olivia Miles has been that player before.
Hannah Hidalgo is the best defensive player in the country right now.
Yeah.
And Michaela Blakes was the leading scorer.
I wasn't
You're going to compare that Olivia, game, you're going to play TC. You're going to put TCU above those games. So, let me say Notre Dame and Vanderbilt.
Versus who?
TCU. And who are their opponents?
You don't even know.
Exactly. Do you see how, like, boring that is?
I think they play in, like, Minnesota or something.
I feel like their next game is going to really determine.
And who's their next game?
Who they playing?
Bro, I swear it's Minnesota, bro. I swear.
No, Minnesota just lost
to UCLA. And that game was boring.
I think they play UCLA.
Okay.
That's their only competition. They're still in the Sweet 16.
They've been having FAMU competition.
They're playing Virginia.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to
be. And I'm not saying that FAMU suck, but like,
and then after they beat them, then they move on.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
All right, so let's answer the question, though. What teams actually look complete right now?
South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina's going to look that way. Okay. UConn, of course.
But outside of the two major teams, though.
Oklahoma.
Like, honestly, I feel like UCLA looks very solid. They're boring to watch, but they look solid.
They're just big. I don't think they've really played anybody.
They're never
going
to change UCLA.
They've always been like
that.
The
teams that looked complete are gone. Lost.
Yeah.
But they played competition, though.
Exactly.
So you think LSU looked complete?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
Vanderbilt was complete. But I think
USC
they got exposed.
I don't feel like Vanderbilt was complete at all. Did you see that game?
They were not complete.
They got blown out.
They had their point guard who was scoring the majority of the first half, and then out of nowhere, Blake started scoring
their
like late in the fourth.
Point guard.
You're going off one game.
No, but listen,
look at the whole season.
They can't be complete, bro, because nobody was scoring outside of those two.
Look at one game throughout the whole season.
But
sometimes other people aren't hitting.
We're talking about March Madness. March Madness is different
mm-hmm.
compared to the regular season. We see that all the time because teams get blown out, right?
But you're going to tell me. Vanderbilt still wasn't complete in March Madness. This is the
what
first
is complete
March Madness.
To you?
This
yeah,
is
can we define complete?
All right, so complete to me is having at least three level scores on your team that are scoring in double
digits.
That's
no team.
Consistently.
Besides South Carolina.
That's not true. Notre Dame just did it.
With Hannah Hidalgo. Wait, she almost had a quadruple double,
but
so
Notre
you can't say
but
that.
They just did it, though. They had at least three players that were in double digits.
Name them.
Let's look it up.
Just because they were in double digits. Yo, I could be.
I don't know. Complete.
Right now. I could
means
be 11
like
points
team.
Right now. 10.
My thing is, if my center is catching the ball at the
Hannah
free throw line,
31.
And she's
that's
standing there wide
the
open.
Oh
she's not
gosh.
Even trying
the only
to
reason,
score.
The only reason that they won was Hannah Hidalgo's defensive performance.
She had 10 steals.
Yeah, they. She
I feel
in
like,
the first
I
half.
Feel like Notre Dame looked better than.
Than who?
Because
than Vanderbilt.
I mean, because of Hannah Hidalgo.
No,
you take that away, you don't have nothing.
Take away Hannah Hidalgo. They
the
would
only
not
thing
know
Vanderbilt
on the team.
Was doing was throwing the ball to Blakes the entire game.
So
you
had that little white
guard.
Girl. That
yeah, but that's
true.
What I'm saying. Besides
freshman.
The point guard.
But who was on Notre Dame, though?
Exactly.
That's besides Hannah.
Cambridge.
So you're saying if they didn't have
she was
Hannah,
getting buckets.
They would have lost.
Yes.
I didn't think they was going to do good without Olivia Miles, but she left.
But I don't think that's so true because Blake's, like, Vanderbilt didn't have their best player playing good, so they could have won without.
And Michaela Blakes, listen, if Michaela Blakes held on to the ball on that last play, Vanderbilt would have won. Tell me I'm wrong. She had an open lane.
Oh, God. But, like, she's still young, so, like, you know.
But we, hold on.
No. Let's get into these stats, though, because y'all got me messed up.
Bro, she scored 31 points. Like,
Prosper, that's who had 15.
Okay, so who's the other person that had?
How many steals and how many blocks?
For her?
Yeah.
Steals and blocks are hard to come about.
Yeah, I was about to say, she had five rebounds.
Okay.
One steal,
okay.
one block.
Okay, offensive or defensive?
Who else had three? I mean, we're in double digits.
I mean,
nobody else could. Exactly.
But,
Hannah had 31. Away, you said she had 15?
Take away Hannah Hidalgo, Notre Dame would not have won.
They wouldn't have got
no,
this
of
far
course not.
Regardless.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, next question. Who looks good but not championship good?
We just
Notre
said
Dame.
It.
Yeah.
What? TCU.
Notre Dame, TCU. Well, yeah.
Everybody but UConn and South Carolina in Texas.
Real.
Yeah.
You think
and I
Texas
can't even. I couldn't even give Texas. I
no.
can't even give Texas.
I mean,
if we're talking, they're sloppy. You never know what you're going to get out of Texas.
True.
But the only reason that they only get clout is because they beat LSU every time. And beating LSU is not like, wow, like, oh my
exactly.
gosh.
Exactly. How's that clout?
We knew they were going to make it to the Elite Eight this year.
Of course.
Who?
LSU.
LSU. They don't have a team.
They had an easy
you know thought. You know what I fought Kim Mulkey on? She don't know how to
utilize
the transfer portal, nor does she know how to, like, what is that, recruitment? Like, Don Staley can recruit.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, dang.
And they know how to play their role when they get there. Everybody want to be a star when they go to LSU. They don't know how to play their role.
Yeah, I thought she has too many, like, stars. She don't have enough, like, I don't know.
Just
yeah,
role players.
Yeah.
But all right, let's get back into the Notre Dame versus Vanderbilt game. So Notre Dame knocks off number 2 Vanderbilt 67-64, ending a strong season for the Commodores. So looking at how the game played out, what stood out the most?
I mean, obviously Hannah Hidalgo. She's the best defensive player in the country, and you can see that from the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, 5-6 steals in the first quarter. It's not easy to come by. I will say that looking at the game, Vanderbilt came out sloppy. I think Vanderbilt came out like, oh, we're going to be the better team, we're the higher seed, like da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then you turn around and then your best player's not scoring well. Okay, who's going to step up? Mm-hmm. And nobody stepped up until the second half.
Yeah.
So that's why the game came out so close, in my opinion. So I can't really blame Mikayla Blakes for missing that opportunity.
She was 7-26.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't blame her for that last play. Like, it shouldn't have got to that point.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. I feel like people in basketball don't realize they shouldn't have got to that point. Like, mm-hmm. we shouldn't have, like, been going back and forth.
But that's what I'm saying as far as they would depend on her too much in that game. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody else was really trying to make that play. And mm-hmm. when you're the opposite team and you know that they're going to the same person over and over and over again, it's easy to shut that down, especially when the game gets tight at the end of the game. They knew exactly who the ball was going to.
But I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't put it in nobody else's hands.
Yeah, they said that in the interview. There was like, that's why even though she messed up, she wouldn't put it in
anybody else's
hands.
They weren't ready for that next level.
Y'all don't
not for the
freshman?
Elite Eight.
The freshman?
Freshman played good, but what I'm saying is like,
I feel like she stepped up to the plate.
It's easy for another team to just come in and be like, okay, well, all we got to do is shut down Blake's. Because
but
we can let the freshman score, but if we shut her down, then that's the team.
But even in Hannah's interview, she didn't say that they shut her down, they slowed her down. So it's like, even when you do try to shut somebody down, like I feel like she said, the freshman stepped up to the plate. And another thing is, it's been working for them all season against better competition. So it's like, why wouldn't you go to her? She had an off game. And I feel like they still like held on, like 3 points isn't bad. But, okay, so, like, at the end of the game, what does this tell you about Notre Dame moving forward, besides what we know about Hannah?
I think Notre Dame is becoming one of those big schools. Like, we always talk about South Carolina. We talk about LSU. We talk about Texas. We talk about Duke. We talk about, you know.
We don't talk about Duke.
Well, we are now.
No, we're not. And we're not talking about Notre Dame either. Maybe when Enrico Wale was there.
You have to add Notre Dame in the conversation now.
I
have to.
Well,
no, you have to, though. They haven't been in the conversation since
Enrico Wale.
And now they got Hannah Hidalgo, so you can't leave them out of the conversation.
I've been respecting Notre Dame since Skylar Diggins played, but that's before y'all time. So
they just shut down the leading
school. Who's alive when she played? Not even trying to
bro, what?
I'm asking, like, for
yes,
real.
Yes, what are we talking about?
No, I like Notre Dame until Olivia Miles left. But, bro, you should have been here. I'm going to show you the video after the...
oh, my God.
With Olivia Miles?
We got to repeat. We got to show that.
Yeah. What happened with Olivia Miles?
Oh. Talking about when they had beef. Because, you know, they used to say Olivia Miles and Hannah used to date.
Oh, next topic.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so did the better team win or did someone just take over? I feel like Hannah took over.
Hannah took
that
over.
That is
sure.
It's such an easy question.
Bro,
next.
31 points,
next.
11 rebounds, 7 assists, and 10 steals. Oh, my God.
Come on. That's hard.
Who is this?
Not facts. And she's only a junior.
Okay, hold on. Upsets were happening all night, and the Notre Dame win was just the beginning. Because when we look at Duke and LSU, this one had everyone talking too.
LSU got a huge performance from Fuwale with 28 points, but it still was not enough. Duke's execution late made the difference as the Blue Devils close it out in a tight 87-85 battle. So, did LSU's experience matter more or Duke's discipline?
I can't even say that Duke had discipline. They won off a buzzer beater.
And not going to lie, bro, LSU wasn't playing their game. I feel like if LSU played the game like I know they could, they would have won.
I don't think so.
I think so.
And they LSU is my team, but I don't feel like they were
girl,
winning
they
this game.
They are not your team. I've never heard you rap LSU.
They are my team.
No,
like, I
not.
Like LSU.
That's Autumn's
I've been
team.
With LSU.
That's not your team. Because when me and Autumn was going back and forth, he was like, all right, chill, y'all, chill. You, that is not your team.
Check
TCU
out,
is your team.
No, they was
they're
in
not
the
my
group
team.
Chat.
I just really admire the way that Olivia Miles plays the game.
Now, Amia was in the group chat talking cash stuff last night, talking about some, LSU might lose. Like, this might
be upset. But I live for upsets, though. But I live for upsets, and I told y'all.
So when I come back, when I come back in the group chat, and I put the eyes, like, okay, all right. Like, y'all know LSU been a second half team, fourth quarter team at that.
Bro.
So when you
let them. I feel like a lot of ACC teams, because South Carolina is definitely a second half team. Sometimes they be rolling out slow.
Can we get into it, though? I feel like, honestly, LSU was out-conditioned for that game. They looked sloppy.
No, sloppy.
They looked sloppy. It was like Jordan was pissing me off so bad, bro. She was pissing me off so bad because every switch up, she was not going out to guard the wing. And then on top of that, like, she was just not producing. Like, when she was out of the game, LSU looked better. They had that light-skinned other post player, the one with the dreads. I can't call her name right now.
I know who you're talking about.
She ain't nobody. That's my thing. How are you the starting center? And you're not producing on the floor. Like, you look tired. Every time LSU was bringing the ball down the court, she all the way back in the backcourt. She ain't even made it to the half court yet by the time they run into play.
When has LSU ever had a center? And don't you say injuries.
They don't, well.
And don't you say injuries.
Well, no, I don't go for injury slander.
Okay.
She's not a post. Center.
She was their center, though. Bro. She was actively playing the role of center.
Okay, give me a center that.
Camila Cardoso.
Okay.
But she wasn't on the team.
But I just said in general, I'm just trying to see, like, how they play.
But listen.
Who's the center? But they compete, though.
Brittany Griner.
That's their center, right? From Duke. She was giving the post that work.
Yeah.
That work.
The post for Duke.
The post for Duke.
She was can't even name her. Yeah, we can't even name her name. Because Duke is not even.
That's not Toby. Isn't it Toby or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
The one who could dunk.
She can dunk.
Yeah, the white girl, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Toby.
You're making them different these days.
Yeah. One hand, two hands. She's like.
But was this expected or did something surprise? I mean, I'm
nothing
not going to lie.
Surprised
it surprised
me.
Mm-mm.
Why?
It did. Because, like, I'm really thinking, like, okay, 2.6 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, the last play.
Yes.
Yeah, that's surprised.
But I think it was on Moki. Why would you call a timeout for them to set up a play?
No,
Wiley out the game too. Let's not forget that.
No.
You can only blame the coach. You can only blame the coach so much. Like, they played sloppy. They played so sloppy.
They lost the game before that. Literally, come down to that last play.
And that's what we were talking about with Vanderbilt. Like, it can't come down to that. Because now you point a finger to everything. Because bro, they've been eating Flage up on the net. Like, oh, that's how you lost. Like, they've been.
Yeah, you got smacked.
But it starts, bro. The beginning of the game was sloppy. They were
feel like
so
she gonna get drafted.
Sloppy.
She's gonna get drafted, but she's not gonna play. She's gonna be another.
But her work ethic. I think she just needs to stop being the pick up for everybody. Cause she's always talking about, oh, I'm lifting. Like, lift yourself up. Like, worry about yourself. Sometimes you don't always have to be like, let me help this person. Cause like she always speaks on that, and it's just like her team's not grasping that. Like, I feel like she constantly has to keep her team together, and they're just so. And they don't even play together. If you really watch them, and that game really showed that they do not play together at all. Like. They were sloppy. I'm not surprised. Like, I wanted, a good game, but, bro, I had to turn it off halftime. It was so bad. Like,
so you didn't even turn it back on for the last seconds?
No, I didn't. Because,
the
game was
out.
so bad.
The fourth quarter was good. It was good.
Okay, it was really
but it's
good.
The first, I was like, bro, are we serious? Like, there's
But LSU's been playing like that all season.
They have.
They
and I said
that
in the first episode.
They do that all the time. So it's not a surprise to me, but dang. Like,
but this game, it was so much on this
losing.
Game.
But it was sloppy against sloppy. Duke is no better. So it was
I don't pay. But the only time I watch Duke is when they beat LSU in the beginning of the school year.
So they did it the same thing, but
no,
the same
that's what
player.
I'm saying. Same thing, same player in Flage's face. Yeah. Like, bro, the same exact play just on the opposite side of the court.
I don't think Flage should have been the game, honestly.
Yeah, it should have been for Wiley on her. Or double teamer. Y'all know what was going to happen.
And then she going to jump, try to block the shot.
No, she moved.
They was jumping the whole game. That was a really pissing me off. Right. Like, stand your ground, please. Like, literally.
But what does it say say about Duke as a contender?
Nothing. We don't care.
You
don't even play. They get it not like, bro, no.
They got
sloppy and sloppy.
But they got past the hump now. They got
who
energy.
Plays next,
they got,
though? Like, we
got
to get
who do they play next?
We got to get to the bracket.
They don't play UConn?
UCLA, come on. Knock that.
Oh, no.
Bro.
What's it called? Notre Dame plays UConn.
Duke plays.
So they finna get ran
over. Duke plays UCLA. Okay, ran so over.
Who's from the guard bets? Like, who's nobody's from the guard from Duke?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Sorry, Books.
Okay, so UConn is playing Notre Dame next.
I hope. Ooh, that would be a good.
And then UCLA is playing Duke next. Okay.
Yeah.
How do we feel about those matchups, though?
They finna get ran over.
UConn just played a terrible game. Even though they won, the numbers were terrible. So they're finna come out smacking everybody. Every time they play bad, their next game is like their best game. So I feel bad for whoever they're about to play.
Notre Dame.
I feel like Ozzy is definitely going to have to show up and put up numbers, yes, because they are heavily relying on Sarah Strong right now. And we already know what Hannah is going to do if she sees Sarah trying to come down and dribbling. She can do that on other players, but not on the steel assassin. Like, no.
You don't think so?
No.
Sarah, dog.
No, she is. But she not. She
don't go to her left.
No.
I don't know, y'all.
Man.
I don't think she taking it from Sarah.
Hannah Robin. Anybody.
Right, when she take it the first one, I'm going to sit in the group chat. Like,
no, literally. Yeah. Like, literally. What was it like the third or second play against Vanderbilt? She had her first steal. I was like, oh, here we go.
Nah, fair.
Here we go.
Boom. Well, they did just shut down the leading scorer in the country.
Yeah. Like, that's going to be a good game. Gino just said it. He was like, I hate to see that we got to play them. He was hoping it was playing Vanderbilt because he already know. He already know this is
but
not going to be no walk
I'm
in the park.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody want to be disrespectful to Nashville. We coming out smacking. Hello? Like, Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt football and basketball.
It's in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know where it was.
All right. So we talked about what's already happened, but tonight we still got two big matchups left. So it's time to make some game picks. Who y'all got and why you got them? Number 4 Oklahoma versus number 1 South Carolina. Who you got and why you got them?
South Carolina.
Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh.
Just because they got all them shooters.
Don Staley.
What are we talking about? Just let's go
why
against
do you
underdog.
Say, no.
Underdog.
Why do you say,
oh. Bro, I hate this.
This is my type of first.
And not even just that. Like, Oklahoma is a good team.
They are.
Not going to lie, they are.
It's going to be a battle of the
bigs.
And
their coach lets them play. She lets them hoop.
That's not good.
South
look
Carolina
at LSU.
Uptight.
Uptight. They play their roles. They're
exactly,
not uptight.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oklahoma does whatever. So
and
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You never know
what
you
LSU does whatever and look at the outcome.
I feel like that game. I feel like that game is going to come down to
a wonderful program.
Different coaches.
Bro, if not Joyce, too much on Kim. I don't know why.
Joyce,
I love Kim Mulkey.
If so Joyce mad. And Raven get shut down, that's game. Who else finna step
Raven's
up?
Raven's not even that good.
But
so
listen,
she's not.
Got,
exactly. She's
not.
Exactly.
Wait,
and the freshman can
no,
guard her
not.
From Oklahoma. So once she's shut down.
But they had their role
Joyce
players.
Has to
that's
step
what you
up.
Forget.
Who's
like,
your role player tonight?
Who
last
who
South
are you
Carolina?
Putting in?
Anybody,
you never know
it could be
gonna
anybody's night with South Carolina. Anybody could drop.
But it could
20.
Be anybody's night with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is a good
but they have more depth. South Carolina has more depth. Anybody can come off the bench. Anybody
she plays like
bench.
10 players. Oklahoma
anybody
coach plays
Carolina,
like half
bro.
Her
Oklahoma
team.
Has a center who's like the leading big man for the SEC.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
We'll
I
talk
don't
about
know.
That in the group chat.
I don't
no,
know.
We will. Yeah. And I haven't watched Oklahoma.
Isn't the game on now, actually?
Who y'all got with Virginia and TCU?
Is Texas playing?
They are.
Who bro. We have with who?
Virginia and TCU.
I'm going to give
Virginia.
It to TCU just because
upset.
It's your team.
Psych.
We're with the underdogs.
We're with the underdog.
Guys, they're clearly sick today. TCU. Anyways, all right. So what's the status of the Texas game right now?
Okay, let me see.
Oh, it's 26-48. Texas is up. So
thank you.
We knew that
playing?
Was
yeah.
We're not
scared. Yeah, I'm not
Kentucky.
About that.
Louisville lost to Michigan 71-52.
Like, who let these teams in, bro? Like, this
Louisville used about. To be so good.
They nah, facts, when they had Haley Van Lith, oh, my God.
Michigan won, not Haley, surprised.
I'm not going to lie.
What? You
so
like
if no. Texas wins,
when she went to LSU,
do y'all
I
think
her.
That they're
oh,
going to
no,
be
facts.
Able to beat Michigan?
Texas
say
is
going to
win.
I said if Texas wins, do you
yes.
think that they're going to beat Michigan?
Yes.
But we just said that they're unpredictable.
Michigan so? Is not a bad team either.
They're not.
Yeah, Michigan, y'all think?
Y'all, gonna get, y'all, gonna
y'all
get,
don't think y'all Michigan could be, compete against Texas?
No.
Texas is big.
No.
So who from Texas are you think, like, they don't have a lot of depth either.
Yeah, that's
though.
What I'm trying to figure out.
But I'm just...
Yeah,
defense
point guard.
Against defensive
he barely
teams,
plays the point guard
not.
Anymore. First
yeah.
of all, she'd be on the bench. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe she'll come off the
field. But y'all still think Duke gonna lose to UCLA?
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Why, bro? If
look
Duke,
how they played against
oh wait,
LSU.
Lose. Yes, they're gonna lose, but it's gonna be. It's not gonna be no blowout. They're gonna hoop.
Yeah,
bro. This is whack.
I feel like the UCLA game and the Duke game is gonna come down to coaching. Truthfully,
which game?
The Duke and the UCLA game. Because I like Duke's coach.
Right.
I feel like she knows what she's doing.
I wish March Madness
bro,
would go back to what it used to be.
When she was crying about the ball.
What? With UConn winning every year?
No.
That's weird.
UConn didn't win every year.
That was
it was UConn and Stanford.
Stanford.
No. Stanford used to be good.
Yeah, Stanford
no,
used to be
yeah.
Blink,
before,
like, really
yeah,
good.
When Brink, before
but they
Brink
weren't winning
went
every
to,
year.
Even before
it
Brink,
was,
they were
like, for a period, it was like back and forth.
But you got to understand,
they won
we
one
young.
Time.
We young
in 2019. They
no,
didn't win.
We're young, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you was there in 1999
yes.
when they won that?
Bro,
I'm not trying to.
That's the last
chill.
Time they won, though. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, we're
yeah.
young. Like,
we, weren't,
saying, we weren't even thought of.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, our basketball is
yeah.
not her basketball. Because so
I got
like,
South Carolina all day. Like,
Okay. Even in South Carolina.
Bro, wow. I just like good basketball. I feel like Dawn Staley's the best coach. She knows how to play her players.
Over Gino?
Over Gino. Over Gino is crazy.
I didn't say over Gino. I just think she's a good coach. Like, she's our coach, like, this generation.
So, y'all know UConn and South Carolina got to meet up.
Yeah.
Before the championship.
And UConn's
going
to...
They're going to kill them.
Come on now. We'll see. Not even
you don't think they finna come out the back? They lost in the last year.
They finna go outside. But who can...
I don't know.
All right, so obviously your champion is...
South Carolina. South Carolina or Texas?
Yeah, South Carolina or Texas.
The Huskies, of course.
Huskies, all right.
What?
Only
the people
win. Gino over South Carolina.
Come on, bro.
And I'm from the Carolinas. Yes, any day.
So you think UConn is the same team without Paige?
Yeah.
Bro, they're probably not going to lie.
AZ said she liked playing with Sarah better than Paige anyways.
I mean, she has to share the spotlight.
She said she liked playing with Sarah better anyways. So,
In the championship game, she had like 35. Like, she snapped. I feel like, I mean, I've been watching her since high school, but I feel like that's when people like started seeing her potential. Because in the championship game last year.
So y'all would be mad if UConn won. Yeah. Just because they keep winning.
Yes. No, nobody really cares.
That's hating. That's how people think, though. They think somebody.
I mean,
else
I just feel
win.
Like Gino just gets a bunch of stars, and I don't think he.
So
I mean,
does South Carolina.
Them. No, she.
But
builds
it's
them
old.
Up.
Like
it's
if you're winning championship what? After championship after championship, no. All the best players are going to want to go to your school.
Superstars besides the last freshie class. Like
right now, Joyce.
Okay,
was
her.
Killing Joyce in high school. Come on,
that's one.
Maddie,
no, you got Joyce.
Jazzy Davidson,
Maddie, Lassen, you got.
She has superstars.
I wouldn't call her a superstar just because.
No, we're talking about
you know
they came into college.
I mean,
hooping.
It's FSU though.
But she came like they. Everybody came into like they came from high school.
I just feel like
she has stars, just like Gino. They just different. He got the best.
I wouldn't
stars.
Say.
I wanted to
he
go
got
back
the best
to
of the best of the best.
Our March Madness used to be. It used to be LSU in there. It used to be South Carolina. It wasn't no UConn. It was.
Yeah, this is when they was breaking records for not going to the Final Four and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
We got South Carolina. I'm
okay,
SEC
okay.
all day.
So, we'll obviously, we have some very interesting takes, and we are definitely going to revisit this next week because I just feel like a
Dang,
lot of people are going to eat their words.
Saturday's the day before.
Is that the Final Four? For real? Cause
Friday,
Elite Eight, cause Elite
Friday
Eight will
is,
be done, right?
Friday's Final Four. Sunday's the finals.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be recording on the,
Saturday.
Oh, get
yeah.
ready for
yeah.
that.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Group chat finna go up.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Baby, intro going to be like, yeah, that's my South Carolina. And then, yeah, what's up? Y'all already know who it is. I'm not even going to have to introduce myself.
All right, so unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We are having to cut this episode short because we got a lot of basketball to watch. So thank y'all for tuning in to Leveling the Field. And before we get out of here, I want to give the starting lineup a chance to sign off and shout out to their family and fans.
Shout out my family. Shout out for March Madness keeping me entertained for real. Yeah.
No, literally.
Shout out y'all. So, you know, some people just didn't know, catch on what was going on, but that's all right. I'm back and I'm better.
You didn't even tell them what you did, though.
Okay, well, I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority
Ooh.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
Shout out to the family. Thank you for y'all. Y'all were fun. I can't wait to come back.
Hey.
Talk about basketball.
You know it.
God, all right. No, when we gonna get in the gym, though? Because
when I cut my nails down.
That's real.
All right.
Period.
Shout out to Autumn for coming back and for being a Delta. You know, that's big ups to you, my dog. Shout out to Maya. We finally got us somebody that's actually on a sports team here at FAMU who's a part of our team. So, yay. Shout out, God. Shout out my family and friends. Shout out to the whole Leveling the Field group. I just feel like we just leveling it more and more and more and more. So,
shout out
to
that. Go.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, that's it. Thank y'all for rocking with us here on WANM 90.5. I'm your host, Tamia Kay, always bringing you the game the women's sports way, and we will catch y'all next week.
Bye.
Leveling the Field is produced in the studios of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communications at Florida A&M University.